www.thebeatles.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me one last time. I want to welcome in all of our new listeners at radio station KUIK down in Portland, Oregon. I hate to say this because Don McCown, who owns the stations, I guess he's got three or four stations down there, is not exactly the most rabid Husky fan in the world, but I am. I know Don is a very avid Oregon State Beaver fan. All I can say is good luck in the upcoming year, Big Don. Okay, starting out the second hour of the show, got Louis James with me. Louis is an old friend. He's involved with Casey Research. We're going to discuss what I consider to be a very, very prominent topic right now, and that is intelligent investing and why we believe resource companies fall into that category. Louis, how you doing, buddy?
Just fine. Thanks for having me on, Al.
Okay, million-dollar question. Why do you guys like resource companies right now?
Because everybody else doesn't.
And that's it in a nutshell. We can stop talking right now. I got to tell you, on a serious note, it makes no sense to me that the fundamentals are so strong right now for the resource sector.
Well, a couple things, Al. It's important to remember the old adage that the market can remain irrational longer than we can remain solvent. It's
there you go.
But it's really important because you can be right, and if you don't have the timing right, you're still wrong. You can be right about your analysis and the value you see and so on, but end up losing your shirt. In the context that we're talking about, it's very important that people understand that these kind of investments need to be the kind that we can make and not worry about when we're right. Don't bet money that you need next month for the rent or that you need next year for college tuition or anything like that has a fixed time where you have to have your profits, you have to have your money back, because then you can be forced to sell at a loss. Investing, if done right, and particularly resource speculation, it's really like a ball game where there are no called strikes. You can wait for the perfect pitch, and you should. You can stand there at the plate and let the balls fly by if they're high or low or not the right one or corkscrew crazy. Just let them go by and wait for the perfect pitch and then slam that thing in for a home run. And to do that, you have to be a contrarian. To really get those home runs, the other thing to remember is the old formula, buy low, sell high. Sounds very easy, but it's very difficult because how do you buy low? You don't buy what everybody else is buying and congratulating each other on what geniuses they are. That pushes prices up. You have to buy what other people don't want to buy. And that gets us back to the very beginning of what we said. Well, yeah, we like resources because other people don't. That gives us a chance to buy quality companies with cash in the bank and projects of merit that have very bright futures at stupid prices, frankly.
You know, Louis, I got to tell you, when you talk about stupid prices, I mean, there are a myriad of companies out there that are trading for less than the cash they have, the cash value, their cash value. I find that to be really, really interesting, and that is just adding credence to your comment about the irrationality of investors right now. Now, I will say this. You know, I obviously look at my portfolio every single day, and my portfolio is about 50% involved in the resource sector. That's a combination of a certain amount of the commodities and resource stocks. And I have to say that I'm only seeing one particular price in the red right now in terms of all of the stocks that Kathy and I own in the resource sector. And that makes me kind of wonder. I mean, are we talking about a turn here, or are we talking about what? What exactly do you think?
Well, it's a bit of a fool's game to try to time the tops and bottoms and the fluctuations in the market. There has been enough gold is looking up, and that's taking the precious metals with it in general. And I suppose that when you look at resources in your portfolio, have a lot of precious metals exposure there. But there's a lot going on in the world, and there are a lot of reasons to be bearish on commodities in general right now, and even the metals in general, at least as commodities in the short term. There's a lot of economic turmoil out there I'm not buying copper plays right now, even really good ones. So I am making a list because this gets back actually to what we were talking about being a contrarian. It's because the world is not going to stop needing copper. Long term, the demand side for all of the industrial metals and minerals is absolutely solid. These things are, you know, sometimes you can substitute one metal for another, but these things are not things we can do without. The world cannot do without copper.
No.
Cannot do without iron or coal or any number of these things. It has to have them. They are necessary. The population of the world is getting larger, not smaller. The overall demand trends going forward are that these are commodities that have to be produced.
Sure.
This leads to Rick Rule's old adage of the cure for low prices is low prices. If really gets disgruntled enough or disbelieving enough that the prices sell off to where they are at or below the cost of production, there will be less production.
Sure.
And that will, between the demand we've just discussed and that reduction of supply, that will fix the problem. So getting back to something I said earlier, if you can place your bets and wait till you're right, the long-term trends here are very much your friend. These are very, very solid trends. The world cannot do without these metals and minerals.
There is the argument, well, but the world can do without precious metals, because gold, for example, the only value in gold really is in its perceived value as a medium of exchange, as a store of value, et cetera, et cetera. But I would maintain that that's never going to change. I mean, look what the Chinese are doing right now. I understand the Chinese banks right now are buying the daylights out of gold.
I've heard that too. Of course, numbers from China are very hard to verify. It's very over there. Even when you get numbers, there's political motivations behind them. You know, people's jobs and maybe even heads can be on the line depending on what numbers are wanted from Beijing. So I take that all with a grain of salt. But surely China is a bullish factor in general. I think the latest statistics are something like become the number one gold producer in the world. The consumption is twice what they produce.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's bullish. But let's back up a little bit to what you said. I disagree that the only value gold has is its perception of value. It's not just perception. This isn't a con game where all we have is this belief. The fact is that because gold is uniquely suitable for use as a financial asset, that's just as solid as aluminum's used for aircraft. I mean, that's the reason why we make aircraft out of aluminum and titanium alloys. They're uniquely suited to that application. Gold, because of its durability, divisibility, consistency, and convenience and inherent value, is uniquely suited to be used as money. And
can't disagree. No, I mean, I can't disagree at all. What I was alluding to there was,
making the point that this is not airy-fairy.
No, I don't understand.
Years of history.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand completely. And I think your point is very well taken along those lines. I really do. Let me ask you this just to kind of wrap up this particular segment. We've got about 45 minutes left here, and that is, what do you think the odds are of a reserve world currency other than the U.S. dollar based on gold? What do you think the odds of that are? I personally am fairly optimistic about that.
Long term, I think we will see that. Within our lifetimes, we will see that. Maybe within even 5-10 years, we will see that. Short term, there has to be capitulation and acknowledgement of the folly of paper money before that happens. And we haven't seen that yet.
No, but I have to tell you, I think we're going in that direction. I really do. And I have a lot of respect for the Asian mentality, and I have a lot of respect for the Chinese folks. And I have to tell you, based on about, 25 years of being the token Caucasian on the board of directors of a bank, where everybody else was Chinese, I really learned how those folks think. I learned about their concept of time frame, et cetera, and I developed a huge amount of respect for what they're doing, and I think that what they're doing right now in the precious metals sector is indicative of the importance that specifically gold and, to a lesser extent, silver are going to play in the world economy. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with Louis James.
would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. I've got Michel Bouchard on the line with me right now. Michel is the CEO and he's the president of Clifton Star Resources. I have been involved with Clifton Star Resources almost since day one, which is going back a few years right now. Interest of full disclosure, I have to say three things. Number one, we do all the SEC reporting for Clifton Star Resources. Number two, they are a sponsor on our website. What does that mean? That means if you want to get more information on the company, all you have to do is click on their banner. And number three, I do own some shares in Clifton Star Resources, which I purchased out of the market. So keeping all of that in mind, you can see this isn't even close to being arm's length information for me. I like this company a lot. This is not investment advice. Remember, Big Al is not a registered investment advisor. Having said that, Michelle, you folks have been very, very busy. You've been doing exploration work on the project for the entire year. What have you come up with so far?
Well, you're absolutely right. We've been drilling on the Du Parquet project for all of 2012 with two drills. And so far, we've completed about 40,000 meters. And during the year, we issued the first comprehensive estimation report on the property,
mm-hmm.
which identified 3.4 million ounces on the property. And that number didn't include the drilling we're doing in 2012, which is continuing right now. So what we did all year round, drilling and sampling on surface during the summer also, will be part of the new PEA, the Preliminary Economic Assessment
mm-hmm.
Report, that we're preparing on the property and which is due at the end of this year. So a lot of new drilling results that will be included in the new resource estimation. And at the same time, we've published so far this year three press releases regarding those numbers, the results of the drilling. And some of them are very, very interesting. The last one we just published, the title was New Drill Results, including 2.5 grams over close to 30 meters long, and that's right on surface. So very interesting results that indicate, you know, that the deposit will probably grow, and we have more also quality ounce. What I mean by that is that we'll probably upgrade most of the resource category as well.
Well, you know, I'm looking at your 43-101 that you put out to the public on July 5th of this year, and the total mineral resource estimate is really very, very interesting. You've got almost 1.7 million ounces in the inferred category. In the indicated category, you've got a little over 1.7 million ounces. That's 3.4 million, and then if you add the roughly 1,000 ounces that you've got in the measured category, those numbers are very, very good. And I find it interesting that the stock is trading at the level it's trading at, given those very positive numbers that you've got.
Well, as you know, Al, we've suffered all of the junior sector.
Oh, yeah.
In this favor for a few months now. Interesting enough, yesterday, Mr. Bernanke came out with, you know, the notion that the Fed could intervene again,
mm-hmm.
and the gold took nearly $30 during the day. So I think that the evaluation of the junior sector is about to turn for the positive, and I think that people will realize that, you know, the same companies that were evaluated much higher on an ounce basis a year ago compared to now.
Mm-hmm.
The price of gold is practically the same when you look a year away. There's a disconnect between the evaluation of the junior sector and the gold price.
So I think
that it will come back. It's a question of time, and that people will realize that yes, there's risk in our sector, but as well, there's return.
Well, there's real reward in our sector. I mean, I've been involved investing in this particular sector for 35 years, and I'm here to tell you, I think it's, you know, as long as a person is careful, as long as a person exercises accurate due diligence, etc., I think it's a great sector to be. Now, I don't give investment advice because I'm not a registered investment advisor, but I have to tell you, I think it's a very, very positive sector to be in. And I would have to say, and listeners are very aware of this because we talk about this virtually every day on the show, but that is, given the economic chaos that's going on around the world, whether you're talking in North America, and, you know, I have to tell you, Michelle, I'm not really sure that I include Canada in that category. You guys really have your act together up there. No, you really do. You're much more solid up in Canada than we are in the U.S. But when you look at, you know, when you look in the U.S., when you look at what's going on in the British Isles, you know, the European continent, et cetera, I mean, it's there's some real economic turmoil over there, and I have to believe that absolutely one of the best places to be in terms of investing is when you're investing in things, hard assets, you know. And I mean, you guys have something in the neighborhood of 3.5 million ounces right now, 43-101 numbers. I mean, that's definitely an investment, and Clifton Star represents, in my mind, very definitely an investment on, you know, hard assets in the ground. I don't think there's any question whatsoever about that. Now, I got a question for you. Having said that, what exactly are your plans for the rest of this year?
Well, we're going to continue to drill on the project to expand still that deposit.
Mm-hmm. It's
completely open at depth and toward the east. The latest results show that we're expanding it to the east as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is that we started the PEA on the project, and we expect to have it at the end of this year. At the same time, we're doing metallurgical tests, which are ongoing on the ore itself, and we're tweaking to get the best cost evaluation for the PEA on that side. So the next step will be more news coming out of drilling, probably some news about the metallurgy and
mm-hmm.
A new resource evaluation sometime in November, probably. And hopefully as soon as possible, we will be able to announce that we are right now in the process of renegotiating the option structure on that property.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll probably announce something in the coming weeks on that as well.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to, you know, to assessing all of this information. We're going to get Michelle back on the program a little more frequently. I'll tell you why I'm interested in doing this. I'm very, very optimistic. And again, that's not investment advice. I'm not telling you to buy the stock. I'm not telling you to sell a stock. All I'm saying is that I personally am very optimistic about this company. Michelle has taken other companies in his 30 years in the industry. He has taken other companies, put them that were at the stage that Clifton Star is in right now. He's put them into production. I'm looking for good things to happen here. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Going to talk about one more company, and that is a company that I am invested in, but you should all know that, Great Atlantic Resources Corporation. Got Chris Anderson on the line with me. Chris, Kathy and I were playing a little bit of hooky the last couple of days, Wednesday and Thursday specifically, and so I did not read the press release that came out where the headline was, came out on Thursday if I'm not mistaken, the headline was, first trench on 2-kilometer anomaly exposes 20-meter mineralized zone up to 12% zinc, 18% lead, and 6 ounces per ton of silver. You guys are doing really, really well on your properties, I guess I should say, over in eastern Canada.
Yeah, and thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, we've been busy working all summer, and the guys are out there. We've got lots of stuff on the go. This particular property is a very, very interesting opportunity, and it's going to be our focus here for the next couple of months. The anomaly we have there, which it started off as a 700-meter long anomaly, and we had like 5% zinc, 11% lead at surface and float. We did our soils, we did our IP and our mag, and we expanded the zone to 2 kilometers. This is the first trench that we put on at one of the tail ends of this anomaly. So in bedrock, halfway across, we're only halfway done the trench. We've got 20 meters of mineralization, and we've done some samples across that mineralization, and these are the numbers we've come up with. What's interesting here is the opportunity that lies before us, and that is there's a couple other companies also working in the Bathurst mining camp, and one of them is in the permitting stage, and they've done this once before. They're running similar material through this at Brunswick 12. So Brunswick 12 can do about 8,000 to 10,000 tons a day. They're looking for feed. This other group's putting about 300,000 tons of this similar type material to this. I think they're running around 4.5% zinc and a couple ounces of silver, 2% lead. but very, very similar numbers. And they're finalizing their permitting process. So there's an opportunity here to perhaps this story could get a little more interesting. What we're going to do is we're going to continue trenching along that 2 kilometer zone, do 200 meters, 200 meters, 200 meters. If we find that it's mineralized like it is in soils and in float, then we're probably going to do about a 1,000 meter drill hole in there, see what it goes to depth, and we could have a nice little ore body there that we might be able to develop a resource on.
Very, very interesting. You guys are really, really busy, and I give you credit for that given the current state of the markets right now. But you guys, as you say, stay positive and keep on working, and that's very, very important. I want to ask you a question from a resource sector entrepreneur's perspective. I kind of viewed last week as being very interesting and possibly the start of an upward trend in the resource sector vis-a-vis the stocks of the companies in that particular sector. Would you agree with me?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I just feel it in the market. We're doing lots of presentations, and we're out there. I'm doing individual meetings pretty much every day,
mm-hmm.
and I'm doing broker presentations, and I can just see the mood and the attitude has shifted over the last couple of weeks. And we're noticing it in the stocks as well, and the response and the reception that we're getting, right?
Well, I know that when I bought shares in Great Atlantic, and you have to realize I am not arm's length in this company at all. I am very, very involved in it, invested a fair amount of money in Great Atlantic Resources, paid 10 cents a share for it. We're up 20% so far, which makes me pretty happy, I have to say. Now, there are no guarantees that that's going to, continue on into the future, not even close. Nothing in this crazy business is guaranteed. But, that's not a bad place to be right now. What I'm sensing, Chris, in the resource sector in particular, is going back to something that Bob Moriarty said 3 or 4 years ago, and he said, things are going to get so tenuous in terms of the economic environment in the U.S. and Europe, et cetera, that people are going to want, they're going to insist on investing in things. And by investing in companies like Great Atlantic Resources, investors have a call on assets in the ground. And, I think that that's the philosophy that is really going to prevail. I mean, after Bernanke made his comments from Colorado, basically we saw not a major move at all in the stock market, but we saw a major move in the gold sector and certainly in the silver sector. That, I think, is what is going to be the fuel that's going to really... What I'm sensing, Chris, in the resource sector in particular, is going back to something that Bob Moriarty said 3 or 4 years ago, and he said, things are going to get so tenuous in terms of the economic environment in the U.S. and Europe, et cetera, that people are going to want, they're going to insist on investing in things. And by investing in companies like Great Atlantic Resources, investors have a call on assets in the ground. And, I think that that's the philosophy that is really going to prevail. I mean, after Bernanke made his comments from Colorado, basically we saw not a major move at all in the stock market, but we saw a major move in the gold sector and certainly in the silver sector. That, I think, is what is going to be the fuel that's going to really... What I'm sensing, Chris, in the resource sector in particular, is going back to something that Bob Moriarty said 3 or 4 years ago, and he said, things are going to get so tenuous in terms of the economic environment in the U.S. and Europe, et cetera, that people are going to want, they're going to insist on investing in things. And by investing in companies like Great Atlantic Resources, investors have a call on assets in the ground. And, I think that that's the philosophy that is really going to prevail. I mean, after Bernanke made his comments from Colorado, basically we saw not a major move at all in the stock market, but we saw a major move in the gold sector and certainly in the silver sector. That, I think, is what is going to be the fuel that's going to really... What I'm sensing, Chris, in the resource sector in particular, is going back to something that Bob Moriarty said 3 or 4 years ago, and he said, things are going to get so tenuous in terms of the economic environment in the U.S. and Europe, et cetera, that people are going to want, they're going to insist on investing in things. And by investing in companies like Great Atlantic Resources, investors have a call on assets in the ground. And, I think that that's the philosophy that is really going to prevail. I mean, after Bernanke made his comments from Colorado, basically we saw not a major move at all in the stock market, but we saw a major move in the gold sector and certainly in the silver sector. That, I think, is what is going to be the fuel that's going to really... What I'm sensing, Chris, in the resource sector in particular, is going back to something that Bob Moriarty said 3 or 4 years ago, and he said, you know, things are going to get so tenuous in terms of the economic environment in the U.S. and Europe, et cetera, that people are going to want, they're going to insist on investing in things. And by investing in companies like Great Atlantic Resources, investors have a call on assets in the ground. And, you know, I think that that's the philosophy that is really going to prevail. I mean, after Bernanke made his comments from Colorado, basically we saw not a major move at all in the stock market, but we saw a major move in the gold sector and certainly in the silver sector. That, I think, is what is going to be the fuel that's going to really... What I'm sensing, Chris, in the resource sector in particular, is going back to something that Bob Moriarty said 3 or 4 years ago, and he said, you know, things are going to get so tenuous in terms of the economic environment in the U.S. and Europe, et cetera, that people are going to want, they're going to insist on investing in things. And by investing in companies like Great Atlantic Resources, investors have a call on assets in the ground. And, you know, I think that that's the philosophy that is really going to prevail. I mean, after Bernanke made his comments from Colorado, basically we saw not a major move at all in the stock market, but we saw a major move in the gold sector and certainly in the silver sector. That, I think, is what is going to be the fuel that's going to really... What I'm sensing, Chris, in the resource sector in particular, is going back to something that Bob Moriarty said 3 or 4 years ago, and he said, you know, things are going to get so tenuous in terms of the economic environment in the U.S. and Europe, et cetera, that people are going to want, they're going to insist on investing in things. And by investing in companies like Great Atlantic Resources, investors have a call on assets in the ground. And, you know, I think that that's the philosophy that is really going to prevail. I mean, after Bernanke made his comments from...
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for a healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report, got my friend Chris Temple on the line with me. I have known Chris for about 10 years. Okay, he's a very, very interesting guy. Chris is now continuing to write his new newsletter, The National Investor, but he's also putting out a special edition here very, very shortly, and he'll be able to tell you when. The name of the upcoming special issue is entitled Caveat Emptor, The Past and the Future. And in that, he talks about his past experiences, both good and bad, etc., and how he has become such an expert into helping people avoid scams and the pitfalls of investing in the investment world. I find his dialogue to be absolutely fascinating. And rather than me tell you about it, I'm going to have Chris tell you about it. How you doing, my friend?
Well, good, Al. Thanks for having me on again today. As you said, these are things that come from my own experience, good and bad. The bad part of it, as you know, is that I spent some time in federal prison several years back when I got caught up in the fraud myself. On the one hand, of course, that's not the type of thing you're proud of, but if you can make lemonade out of lemons, then you can redeem yourself and do something good. And both before and since that time, one of the things that I've been able to do with the National Investor, and sometimes using myself as an example, as I will in this upcoming issue, is to show people what not to do with their savings. You know, we have a situation right now where a lot of people retired in recent years. And this is just one example of many we could look at. They thought that they were going to get double-digit rates of return on their CDs like in the old days, and that would help them enjoy their retirement, buy more things for their children and grandchildren. But thanks to Ben Bernanke, they get just about zip on their CDs and on their savings. They're afraid of the stock market. I mean, one of the undertones of the market in the recent past is that the stock indices have about doubled from their lows in 2009, yet most people still aren't in the market. Now, some would look at that as a contrarian signal and say there's going to be a buying stampede when people realize the train's leaving without them. But I think there's a deeper meaning to that. People are afraid. And so what happens then is that when, on the one hand, you can't get interest on the typical safe traditional savings that you used to. On the other, when you're afraid of the stock market and what's going to come out of China or Europe or God knows where next, you're looking for something. And in that environment, people can become easy prey. And so the special issue I'm going to put out, I'm going to show people the things to look for. When someone gives you a sales pitch, here's the buzzwords to make you not walk away but run. And we're going to talk about it in a variety of everything from precious metals to trust to a lot of different things. I think it'll be important. As I'm sure you know, one of the things that has allowed the National Investor, as far as our investment advice is concerned, to have one of the best track records of any of them out there, according to Mark Hulbert, is that usually we do our best showing people what to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
In 2008, for example, anybody that followed the National Investor's recommendations ended the year basically flat. You didn't make anything, you didn't lose anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that, as you remember, was a year when everybody else was losing 30 to 50%. So this is going to be really important information for people during a time like this, especially, and I just read this the other day, I'll have to forward it to you later, there's a proposed rule in front of the SEC right now that will change the distinction between accredited investors and everybody else when it comes to marketing. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
You know, on the periphery, sure.
Yeah. And so what that means is that if there's folks in our listening audience today that think they're inundated with sales pitches for every good, bad, and whatnot investment that there is, wait until this rule passes, if it does, and see how you're bombarded.
The resource sector, the hard asset sector, really have it's been a mixed bag over the years, and you know that as well as
I
do. When I say a mixed bag, I mean, you know, if 9 times out of 10, when people call me, and I must be on everybody's mailing list or phone list or whatever, but 9 times out of 10, I'll have, whenever people call me, I'll typically last about 5 seconds into what they're saying, and then, because I try to be polite, I simply say, you know, I'm in the same business that you are. You're not really adding anything to me. Thank you so much for calling. And then I'll just hang up before they have a chance to say anything because I don't want to waste time. But, you know, I have learned over the years, Chris, it's very important to be able to separate the wheat from the chaff, okay? And I would maintain if you can do that, and I feel that I can personally, I think you can do really quite well. The main thing in my mind that people need to strongly consider is real simple, and that is the integrity of the person they're dealing with. Whether it's somebody running a mining company, whether it's a newsletter writer, regardless, it's all about their integrity.
Absolutely, and one thing that I've always told people as well, I am very deliberative in coming to decisions to advise my subscribers do this or do that or don't do such and such.
Yeah.
There's never, I don't care what anybody tells you, and this is one of the rules I'll have in my special issue,
mm-hmm.
There is never, underline never, an investment or an opportunity that is going to be gone if you don't act on it today.
Exactly.
It might be a little bit more tomorrow. Maybe it'll be a little bit less.
Right.
But, you know, any idiot can buy things when they're on their way up.
Sure.
You need to make sure they're on their way up. And, you know, you and I were talking the other day about gold, and
mm-hmm.
of course, as we're talking today, gold is broken out above yet another level.
Right.
And not so much today, surprisingly, if you were to look at the markets. The rallies pretty much everywhere today have less to do with the Fed than this wrangling over in Europe, where
mm-hmm,
now
mm-hmm.
There's a really aggressive push for the European Commission
mm-hmm.
to take over all the banks in Europe and try and underwrite everything, and that's really the reason for the rally. But in any case, one of the interesting things now, talking about separating the wheat from the chaff, is that in a very real sense, we are today, with gold at a little bit under $1,700
mm-hmm.
as you and I speak, at almost the same place for the average mining stock that we were in 2001 when gold was $260.
That's right.
The mid-year reports for almost all the major miners, anybody that's producing, were horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Costs have soared as fast as gold has. There's a lot of projects that have been mothballed now because of the rising costs. And it doesn't matter that the commodity prices that these companies are selling have gone up. Their costs have gone up just as fast.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good thing and a bad thing right now, Al, because I remember back in 2001, I don't know if he's in our listening audience, but Barry Cooper of CIBC in Toronto
mm-hmm.
is one of the smartest gold analysts that I've ever met. And he and I were talking years ago back about this time when gold bottomed. And I said, Barry, if you could pick one company that has a lot of gold resources and reserves already in the ground, but isn't economical right now, however will be if we get, you know, maybe a 25 or 30% bump up in the gold price, what's that company that's best leveraged to gold? And without hesitation, he said Bema Gold.
Right.
Bema, of course, since then was taken over by Kinross.
Right.
But Bema did wonderfully. I recommended it to my subscribers. We were getting in around 30 or 40 cents, got out around $4.
Right.
There are today a handful of companies that I would consider the Bema Golds of today.
Mm-hmm.
That with, even after the big move up in the gold price, there's a lot of projects, like I said, have been mothballed. One of the big ones recently was Nova Gold's big project.
Mm-hmm.
That they're partnered with Barrick on. I'll bet you they're all wondering, you know, wishing that they had taken the $20 a share they were offered for that company a while ago.
That's right.
At least right now. But having said that, if that project and Seabridge is another one that's in the same boat, 45 million ounces, mm-hmm. not of resources, but reserves,
mm-hmm.
and selling for nothing.
Right.
What happens if gold continues this move up? You're going to see a lot of these companies are going to go up like Bema did a decade ago. But at the same time, you can't do what you did early on in this bull market for gold and buy just about anything, because I think that we are going to have our economy around the world continue to get worse. All of the money printing that's still to come is not going to change that equation. So we're going to continue to see economic pressures exert downward pressure on the gold price, while at the same time, the money printing and the accumulation by central banks makes it go up. So I'm very bullish on gold, selectively so on just a few mining companies. The mining sector is still problematic right now, in my
mm-hmm,
view.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I would agree with you, except, having said that, Kathy and I, in the past 6 months or so, have put close to $100,000 into the mining sector. That's how optimistic I am right now. It could be a little while before we turn the corner, but I'm betting that we do turn the corner. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris is a guy who I've known for a long time, I have to tell you. In spite of his trials and tribulations, I maintain he's a decent person. I maintain he's an honest person. Hey, thanks for listening this week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.